Despite not being an NFC East divisional opponent, San Francisco would become one of New York's most reviled enemies. In the decade of 1981 to 1991, the Giants would play the Niners five times in the playoffs, including some extremely memorable regular season meetings.
My hair's standing up on the back of my neck right now because, you know, San Francisco was an Achilles heel. They beat us in 81, they beat us in 84, and, you know, we kind of hated them.
In 1985, the Giants would host a playoff game at home in front of the Big Blue Faithful for the first time in 23 years. And they would finally hurdle their West Coast nemesis, beating the 49ers in Giants Stadium.
Sam's looks over the middle. He's going end zone. It is complete to LaValle.
And in the Giants championship season of 1986, Big Blue would be put to the test in Week 13 on Monday Night Football. Trailing the Niners 17-0, the G-men would mount a legendary comeback fueled by this historic play.
Complete to Bavaro down to the 35. Still on his feet to the 30. Down to the 25. Down to the 20. He's got four men on his back and gets down to the 17.
Big Blue would once again face the Niners at home in the 1986 NFC Divisional Playoff game.
John Madden predicted them to beat us. So they felt pretty confident they could beat us. There was no way.
Defensive tackle Jim Burke would lay this crushing hit on Joe Montana, and Lawrence Taylor would do the rest, capping off another iconic moment in Giants history and a 49-3 rout of the Niners. As fate would have it, the two teams would meet up once again in the 1990 NFC Championship game. In a tough smash-mouth battle, both teams would dish out a physical beating. The rivalry would reach its boiling point when former Giant Jim Burt took out quarterback Jeff Hostetler with this controversial hit.
One of our descendants, Jim Burt, laid a shot on Jeff Hostetler. We thought it was a play that was quite questionable. And we huddled as a defense on the sideline and we said, you know what? Within the framework of the game, we get a shot at their guy, we're going to do him in.
The Giants would answer the call, and Leonard Marshall would fire a shot heard round the entire football world. A devastating blow to 49ers quarterback Joe Montana that would basically end his playing days in San Francisco.
But chased out, finally hit from behind. The ball's loose.
And he really took a shot in that back. Leonard Marshall coming from the backside.
Boy,
that is a real shot.
It was as scary a scene as you ever want to see, though. I mean, Montana lay there motionless, but for us, it was just a part of what we do.
Steve Young came in for the 49ers' final drive and needed only two first downs to run out the clock. And with their team desperately needing to get the ball back, the Giants' defense would rise to the occasion.
Hit behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball. Lawrence Taylor out of the pack with the ball.
And you knew that the Giants were going for it, and that's what Bill Parcells is saying. Yep, we need it.
Giants are trailing by a point. All depends on Matt Barr. Fans are on their feet and screaming. Smack, spot, kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good, good,
and the
good.
Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
After a heartbreaking loss to the 49ers in the 2002 playoffs, almost a decade would pass before the two teams faced off again in the postseason, with the rivalry being renewed in the 2011 NFC Championship game. In a tough smash-mouth affair, both teams would fight tooth and nail in a classic showdown that would come right down to the wire.
Hit Manningham on a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. That was big.
Manning back to throw. He zips one to the left of the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Mario Manningham!
The game was tight throughout, and in overtime, the Giants' special teams would deliver.
Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Knocked out by Jaquan Williams and recovered by the Giants.
And just like in 2007, Lawrence Tynes would have his moment.
Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good! And Lawrence Tynes has done it again. He's kicked the Giants to the second Super Bowl in 4 years.
Congratulations, Giants, for going to the big one again. Yeah! One, two, three, Giants!